It's Allison Stanfield with Art Biz Coach, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Here's a question that I get asked a lot. With everything that Facebook offers, why do I still need a blog? Whoa, cowboy or cowgirl. Yes, Facebook is a robust site that helps you engage with others in powerful ways, but it cannot replace the need for your own web presence. Now, both your blog and Facebook allow you to update your followers. They give people a place to comment and for you to respond in turn. Both your blog and Facebook allow you to share images of your art. So far, they sound the same. But, and this is critical, Facebook can never replace your brand. Facebook is its own brand and cares only about promoting itself. Facebook has all kinds of diversions on every page, and they can change anything whenever they please. As we've discovered, it pleases them to change things frequently and often without notice. Your blog is built around your artist's world. On it, you share your images exactly the way you want readers to see them. You have items in your sidebar that relate to your art or are of interest to your readers. You control many aspects of your blog, including the design, the colors, the title of each page, the navigation, the names of your JPEGs. You know, Facebook renames everything you upload. So you can also control where your credit line appears and much more. You can even, on WordPress blogs, control the format of the URLs themselves. Get it? Facebook gives you little control, but with your blog, you're in charge. Now, if you're convinced that you need to start paying more attention to your blog, join us for Blog Triage, an online class. If you don't need help or personal help, you can also get the self-study version. Read all about both of them at artbizcoach.com/BT, that's at BT as in blog triage, .html. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. I'm Allison Stanfield with Art Biz Coach, and if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, an email version of this podcast.